Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? Welcome to the show on Tuesday night. And what we do on Tuesday is we put a show on that is all about manifesting, making things happen in your life, things for the good, right? And one of the things that I know myself is when you're creating your life, and somebody told me something about 2 weeks ago. He said that one of the reasons why I'm super successful in my life is I create everything. I'm very precise in what I'm looking to create in my life on a business level, personal level, and an emotional level. And he goes, intellectually, every area of my life, I'm very precise about what I'm looking to create. And I go, well, how do you do that? He goes, well, first of all, he said, I write everything down, you know, what I want, you know, in a mind, body, spirit, physical, spiritual, emotional, you know, what I want to do in all these areas of my life. You know, if he wants to go to school, you know, all the things. And he said, and then I remember, he said, I always have to remember the law of karma. And, okay, I said, explain to me, this is like two conversations. And he said, well, the law of karma is every action, there's an opposite reaction, okay? So everything that you do, something always comes back to you, okay? And he says, I keep that in mind, and I remember it. And so whatever, when I'm creating with precision, everything in my life on a mind, body, spirit, emotional, intellectual, you know, what I want to do in my body, what I want to do in my heart, you know, when it comes to love for my mate, and when it comes to love for my family, I'm very precise. And I always make sure that I operate on, you know, for everything that I send out, there's an opposite thing that always comes back to you, okay? Or every action is a reaction. So it doesn't mean it's opposite. It just means that every action that you do, you always have a reaction. So that's karma, really, okay? Another friend of mine says, I always try to do good stuff and rack up a barn load of good karma. And then I have other friends that believe the same thing, and it's the law of karma. Whatever you do comes back to you. So, and that means negative and positive, right? And there's no way around that law. It doesn't judge you, well, this action is positive or this action is not positive, so we're going to make sure that you get this back to you. It's just the way the universe operates, right? So most people wonder, how does it work? Well, there's this thing, it's instant karma, which a lot of us like, right? You do a good deed. Let's say, for instance, you help somebody out today, and tomorrow somebody helps you out. Or you get mad at somebody and you think about how bad they are and how bad you wish something would slow them down. And believe it or not, the way the karma works is that thought that you had or that you sent out, that energy of that thought will come back to you, okay? So if you're thinking, I wish something would get even with him, or he would have something bad happen to him because he did something really mean to me, I promise you that energy that you're sending out about that person will come back to haunt you later, or you'll reap the benefits of that, or not the benefits of it at a later date. So that's something called instant karma. You know, your life is a reflection of that. Think about all the good stuff that you've created, you know, in your life, right? Good thoughts that you put behind it, good energy, good emotion, and you're seeing it, you know, in your own life. And you go, well, I've never seen anything good in my life. Well, maybe that's your thought where you are, so you don't see any good things in your life because you're thinking that you never see any good things in your life. Once again, that's karma. And law of attraction, too. That's probably a better way of saying it. So how do you change that? What do you do? Do you always have to live with karma? Yeah, you do. You okay? So one of the things that you think about is like, okay, for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to think about good things, right? I'll take it moment by moment. And that's how you can really change, balance the scales there. Not change them, but balance them. We also have karma from past life, right? And some, not only this life, like putting good things out to get good things back, right? But also we have past karma, karma from past life. I believe, and, you know, you may or may not believe, or maybe you're open to, you know, living past lives, but I believe that we've lived over 800 lives or so, read books on it, did meditations, had memories of past lives. And certain things that we experienced in each lifetime, let's take this one for example, are stuff that we're balancing karma from the the last lifetime or maybe 20 lifetimes ago, and we're just dealing with it with this lifetime. It doesn't really matter. Just be aware that every action is a reaction, okay? Not necessarily opposite, but there is a reaction. So let me give you an example of that. I have a friend of mine. She's a client too. And her parents, in a past life, they shared a crush on a guy, and it was someone that he had a crush on her back, and mom came in, was her friend in that lifetime. That was not her dad, but he was somebody that she had a crush on. And what happened was mom got dad, got the man, let me change that around because I want to make sure that we're real clear. It wasn't her mother this lifetime, it was a friend of hers in a past life, who's her mother now, and the guy that she had a crush on in a past life, who is her father in this lifetime, got together, and it crushed her, and they made fun of her, and she was devastated in that particular lifetime where her parents betrayed her, or the man and the woman, her friend and the man of her dreams, betrayed her. So in their soul agreement, her mom and dad, these two souls, said, you know what, we're going to come back and we're going to balance the karma for it because we treated you so poorly and because we betrayed you, we're going to come back in this lifetime and we're going to take care of you. And we're going to marry, and we're going to take care of you. And so that's what they did. And the girl went through some health challenges, and her parents were there and took care of her, and the karma was balanced. And she understood it because she had dreams much later in life where she had dreams about her folks, not being her folks and being a friend and a guy she had a crush on. So that's something how karma can balance too, all right? So every person in your life, usually, if there's a strong connection, is in your soul family, or it's here to balance karma. And sometimes it can be both, or sometimes it can be just one thing. You know, that's for you to figure out. Let me give you another example of how that works. I'll use myself, actually, in this one. I was engaged to a guy, especially 10 years ago, and he was very mean to me. And, you know, we've all been in mean relationships, emotionally abusive, physically abusive. He was very emotionally abusive to me. And I got out. And but I remember there was a time when what really helped me get out was I had a dream about him. And I saw him in a past life where it was like back in the, I don't know, maybe 1800s. And he and I were together. And he was really mean to me in that relationship, too, but I was more like his daughter than his girlfriend. So we had a soul agreement to come back and balance the karma, where he was nice to me, supported me emotionally, and we were going to be together. Well, I fulfilled my karmic debt to him, okay, or he fulfilled his to me, but not really, because the karma, he was still mean to me this lifetime, extremely emotionally abusive, and only lasted for a brief time, because one of my lessons was to learn is not to tolerate it and to move out of it. That was a lesson that I learned, boundaries, not allowing anyone to talk to me a certain way. I learned it, moved on. He, on the other hand, never got over the relationship and got cancer and died, right? So is that like his karma? Maybe. I don't know. But what I do know is that when I left that situation, this is real key for any of you guys that are wondering if you're in a karmic relationship, is that you may be, okay? And all you need to do is say, help me balance the karma, okay, in this relationship, so we can change it from a karmic relationship to a companion soul relationship. That can be a romance one. That can also be a family one, a friend one, or whatever. But if you feel you guys aren't getting along, or you guys aren't the same thing keeps popping up again and again and again, it is probably a karma that needs to be balanced between you two. And that's all you have to say, show me how to balance it, or I'd like to have it balanced, and then, you know, the universe will make that happen. But, you know, wouldn't it be great if you could balance all the relationships karmically that you need to balance and move past all of this and go to a whole new level? I really think that's what's going on here is, we're all shifting to a whole new level, taking the planet with us as well, you know, or all of us, you know, where we're going to a higher vibration, a higher way of thinking, And how we do that is remember the law of attraction. That's so key right there, because that works all the time, and also the law of karma. So I'm talking about the negative things, but also there's positive karma too. You know, I have a relationship that with you know, a friend of mine right now, and I know that it was a good karma, and she came back to help me in this lifetime and asked me to help her, right, because we did a lot of great stuff in past life. So that's something that you, you know, that you can look at too as well. If you're enjoying a relationship with a man or a woman or family member or a business relationship, then you can, and it's something that's giving you great joy, and you're very prosperous with it, and whatever prosperity looks like, maybe it's love, maybe it's money, whatever that looks like to you, then probably there was some good karma put in there, or not probably, good karma balancing between you two, that you got to enjoy a great relationship or get to enjoy a great relationship with them. And you can really change that by really just looking at all the relationships you have and saying, okay, there's something between he and I or she and I or this business, and I need to look at it and balance it out. Let me show you something else too. Family. I'll back that up. Let's start with business. We have business karma too. Sometimes we've not made the best decisions in past lifetimes, right? Or even in this lifetime. So let's go past, and then we'll bring in. I did a Akashic Records reading on someone not too long ago, and that's where you look at your soul's journey. You know, your soul has it's called Akashic Records. Every choice that you've made, every lifetime that you've lived, everything you've done in that lifetime is recorded. Everything that you've done today is recorded in the Akashic Records. Everything you're going to do tomorrow is recorded in the Akashic Records, okay? So we're looking at doing an Akashic Record reading. It's a very powerful reading because it's through any intuition. It's done with the Akashic Record keepers and your angels and your soul's family. So she was, well, why am I not successful in business? And when we looked at it, you know, she's always struggling. A couple things came out in it. First of all, in her past life, she had not been the most ethical in business, okay? She's also lived in a lot of lack, you know, never thought she could do business, and so therefore she wasn't ethical in business. You know, she thought she was going to be a failure, and so she cheated herself, cheated others. And so in this lifetime, she's here to balance the karma out with the people that she cheated and to learn to live in joy and love and the law of attraction and the law of karma. So I said, she says, okay, Tree, what do I have to do? And I said, well, let's talk to them and see what they say. And first of all, she, you know, she had to forgive herself and realize that she'd done wrong. And if she needed to make any adjustments, that she says, just show me how to do it. And I like to balance the karma. Second of all, she needed to learn about the law of attraction and realize her thoughts were more important than what she said, okay? Because the universe, God, your angels, whatever you believe in, a higher part of yourself, responds to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say. So if you go, I'm going to be wealthy, and you're not feeling that in your heart, you can say, okay, angels, God, higher self, Buddha, whoever you believe in, Jesus, I'd like to believe in that I'm going to be wealthier. I'm going to have financial success, prosperity in this business, all in this love. And I'm doubting it. So here, take my doubt and help me heal that so I can believe it and really believe it. And you say it and you keep, you know, say a mantra that I do. I know a lot of times and things that I do that with, it works. Other people that, you know, we've done spiritual coaching, that angel coaches do the same thing. So and therefore, you have that shift change within yourself where the karma is balanced. It's automatically balanced. You know, what you're going to show you how to balance karma, because you don't have to live in a negative life, really, lifestyle. You can live with a lot of joy and peace. And that doesn't necessarily mean having lots of money. That just means having lots of joy. Anyway, that's something that you can do if you're struggling with your business. What is your past karma? Or what is your business karma? And sometimes it can even be from this lifetime, right? And, you know, I talked to a guy the other day. And he goes, I realized that when I ran my lemonade stand when I was a kid. He goes, I wasn't quite ethical with some of my friends. And I was like, okay. He says, I really balanced the karma out because I just asked for it to be balanced out. And I gave back. And he said, and that wasn't the only thing. And he said, but I went back as far as when I first started making money. I was like, wow, okay. And so, you know, you guys might want to do the same if you're struggling in business or personal. And realize this too, a lot of times in personal relationships, romance, I talked to someone yesterday, yeah, yesterday, and she was traveling with her boyfriend, he had a challenge with buying too many shoes, right? And usually that happens to women, not funny. And he was buying a lot of shoes every page. She bought way more shoes than he probably had. She said she has over 150 pairs of shoes. That's kind of cool. No, she said, it drives me crazy because he wastes money. And I said, well, let's look at the why he's buying the shoes. So we're going through a series of questions, and, you know, we found out that it came to her that his father died, and he could never leave his mom. He could never really marry anyone because he was too afraid he was going to lose them. You know what I mean? And so he was buying shoes. That was his thing, rather than dealing with the pain. And I said, let's look at your karma. And I said, you guys have never been able to get it together in a lifetime, you know, and things have always come between you, family, situation, circumstances. So this lifetime is about you helping him overcome it, like he's helped you before, and balance the karma where you guys can be together if you choose. And it's always if you choose, but balancing the karma is the most important thing. So I had that talking to you a little bit, so, and she said, so that's a good thing. She goes, I understand it, you know, because good person, though. So every action is always a reaction to scenery and to recoup that. So whatever you do, you're always going to reap the benefits or the not the benefits. What is it when you reap the stuff that doesn't work for you? You know, it can be painful. So, you know, they always come from love. And if you don't, remember, one positive thought erases 10,000 negative ones. So if you're sitting there thinking, you know what, I'm mad because this person, or I'm mad because this, I want this to happen to this person because they did it to me, you know, you can erase that with one positive thought. You say, hey, you know what, they may be where they are because of fear and or lack of love, or and that's a part of, and that's fear too. So you can balance out instant, you know, karma like that too as well. So, and I'm really careful with that now because I think I really had an issue with that when I was with traffic, and I still do, and I really make sure that, you know, I try to say, oh, I can't say that about anyone because, you know, I'm struggling with it doesn't mean they're struggling with it. You know what I mean? And so just be aware of that. The other thing I want to share with you guys that's real key here is family karma, okay? I did this the other night. I was in prayer meditation, and I always encourage people to do this. You know, we carry cellular memory and family karma with us. I don't know if you guys know that, but we do. And so you need to look at your family karma, okay, or your family cellular memory. Maybe your family's always been poor. Maybe they've always had a lot of divorce. Maybe they've always had a lot of illness. And so, you know, I was laying in bed the other night, and I go, I'm not sure what all my family karma is, but I would really like us to be able to erase that cellular memory so we can start fresh and new. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we make the choice to come back and help heal a family's karma. Some people that have some devastating illnesses have such souls that not higher educated souls, but more souls that are more old souls, let's just call it old souls. And they're old because they came back and took on these horrible illnesses, all of them. Are really challenging circumstances, you know, like living through certain, you know, time periods. Like, can you imagine what their souls that came back and lived through depression? They were highly advanced souls, right, that balanced karma for a lot of their family members, right, do you understand, that didn't come back in this lifetime, but they took that karma on so that they could balance it for them. And you know, their own and those kind of things. And you guys that are having some really devastating illnesses, you know, we have other karma, maybe one of the time you volunteered to take your family's karma on, a lot of you, and really research that because it's so interesting to balance it out and to, you know, to help those that are going to come before you, after you, where they can live with financial freedom or great health. You know what I mean? And it doesn't mean that you have to keep that illness, okay? I'm not saying that. But for some reason, you brought a higher awareness to not only yourself in this lifetime, with that illness, or you became more bitter, or you said, okay, I get that I'm here to help my family balance their karma and me to balance my own. And you can say, I like my karma balanced now, my family's karma, and I would like to release this because I don't need to do that anymore, and my family doesn't need this illness in my life anymore, okay? And because we all travel in full families. So please remember that. That's an interesting subject right there, and I've done a show on family karma before as well, so I may do one in the future. So how do you release karma?
Well,
you know, if you've got some good karma coming, you know, just do more of the good stuff, positive thinking, positive affirmations, positive being, and positive action. And then just know that you're going to reap those benefits, okay? And you see, and by the way, you see that with people now that are, you know, making great sums of money, prosperity, great love. They have some good karma from past lives, but they're enjoying this lifetime. We all do. We have good karma and we have not so good karma. So, and that doesn't mean past lifetime, like the last past lifetime, that can be many lifetimes ago, okay? So just remember that. You can say, I choose a balanced karma, so I don't have to deal with this anymore, okay? And will you get rid of the illness? Maybe. If that's your choice. You know what I mean? But you got to really believe it. Can you make a lot of money? Yeah, you can, if that's your choice. But you do it not because of fear, but because of love and joy and realizing the power that you have inside of you, okay? And make sure every person that you're having a challenge with, I promise you, if you're having a challenge with them, you've met them before in a past life, you just say, I'd like to balance the karma and I'd like to release these feelings to you, angels, God, Jesus, Buddha, whoever you believe in, a higher part of me, so that I can enjoy my life without feeling like crap because of this person and what I said to them or what they said to me. And you need to remember too, a lot of times, if this is okay to say, that a lot of times you are reacting so strongly because you've had 80 lifetimes of the same old stuff, right? And you're tired, you know what I mean? And you're ready to move on, and that's okay. The other thing I want you guys to remember too, I hope this will help you, is that you can turn it around immediately with just asking for the balance, balancing it out. You can also turn it around immediately with your instant karma that you're living on a day-to-day basis, because every action is your reaction. But just saying, you know what, whatever I feel through this person, you know, or this situation, or however I feel today, I'd like to make sure that somewhere in my heart that I send some good energy out and make that right. Because remember, whatever negative thought you're thinking or positive thought you're thinking, you're sending that energy out, okay? And so wherever you are, let's say you're in a great place and you're feeling good, you're going to attract that kind of energy to you that somebody sent out yesterday. Time, the energy can never be destroyed. It can only change form. So we're always, you know, we're picking up energy, but the energy we pick up is really based on our own thoughts, where we are ourselves, okay? And so if you're in a good place, you're going to tap into that energy that's out there in the neighborhood, in the universe, in your city, your state, or whatever, that's a high vibrational energy, okay? Because that's where you started. That's what you're going to attract to you, okay? We're always energy. Everything is energy. You guys know that. So it can change form, all right, but it can never be destroyed. So be careful what you're thinking. So if you're thinking that he's a fat old cow or she's a fat old cow or he's a nasty person or she's a nasty person, then you're sending out that energy for this person that is having some challenging thoughts themselves will tap into, okay? So, you know, we really are responsible for our brother or sister, however you want to say it, too, as well. So, and when you're worried about things and you're sending out that energy of worry, and I get you guys because I've done it myself, you know, and you need to think, okay, this energy of worry is going out. It's not only going to affect me, but it's going to affect people that are worried and make them even more worried. So just be responsible for your thoughts, what you're thinking. And that's a key thing right there too as well. Family karma. You can say, okay, why do I have this? And I'm not saying every illness or every set of circumstances is family, but you've got to look at some of the most devastating things I've seen people. You know, I usually have some kind of family karma associated with it. I'll give you the story, the difference. I have a friend of mine and his wife. I had her cerebellum removed back in 2010. She was a vibrant young woman, and had two kids, and she had two children and was really happy. He was really happy. She was really happy. Anyway, she's on a breathing tube now. She can't breathe on her own. She can't move. She can't do anything except look at you with these beautiful eyes and understands everything. her brain function is normal, okay? But I wonder what kind of advanced soul would not only come to teach, you know, take maybe their family karma, but also agree to teach us some things, some lessons too, about love and joy and about just being grateful for where we are and having great health, you know? Can you imagine what kind of advanced their own karma to balance your family karma and those kind of things? So what I'm saying to you guys is that she's got two children that she can never hold, okay, or kiss or anything, and she just has to watch them. But, you know, and her husband staying with her stuff has stuck by her side. So, you know, that's a karma balancing that, wow, you know, we have no idea how that, you know, what she decided in her soul agreement, and it's not for us to know, you know. But I do feel that it's a family karma, because I was talking to her significant other, her husband, about it, the family karma and also her advanced soul karma, and to help us all realize who we really are. Anyway, so that's that. And then, one more story, because somebody asked me, do you have any more stories? I have a friend of mine, she's HIV positive, has AIDS, and she got it in early 80s. And she goes, I knew this was because of the way I lived before. I would never be in the world. I always thought everybody was sinning and they needed to be a minister or a priest, because I was a minister and a priest in my past life. And she goes, I thought that people that got sick or devastating sexually transmitted diseases were disgusting. And she goes, I remember going to a past life regression. Well, her husband went to sleep at her friend's house because they were engaged and they had a big fight. Long story short, her friend's boyfriend's brother came into town. He just got back, I think, from Africa, and I think that this was in the 80s. And they slept together, and she got HIV from him. And she said, but I signed up for that because I had the karma that I wanted to balance and this time of having the money. And HIV has caused a lot of people to really question themselves. I mean, it doesn't kill you now, I don't think, because of the medication that they have, and that, you know, that you can keep a normal life and not transmit it to everybody. But she got it when it was devastating, and people were really dying from it. So what I'm saying to you guys is that she said she knew when she got it. So it's pretty interesting, right? But she also got some good karma because she got a great job, okay? And she says, I signed up to get a great job and to be taken care of health-wise, too, with some good insurance. So that was something that I made sure of, too, was in my soul agreement. So, as I said, I'm not saying everything is, well, I am, every karma is a universal law, but you've got to look at why you chose what you chose. And are you balancing karma for yourself and your family, for your family? And were you the lucky one that was chosen, or did you choose yourself? You know, but the most important thing is to say, I choose to balance this karma and move on. Okay, and remember, every thought counts. Every action, there's a reaction. So I hope that helps you guys. And really quickly, before we end the show, our next show is Thursday night. It is always a Transformation Thursday show. We've got a great story you do not want to miss. A lady who lost everything and now has two businesses, lost her family, lost everything, has two businesses, super successful. Super healthy. And how did she do that? How did she overcome that? She's got a great story, triumph over tragedy, right? So we're going to have that on Thursday night. And then it's always Transformation Thursday, triumph over tragedy. And then Sunday we also have a relationship show at 6:30. Di and I base it on our book, You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me. So that's on Thursday night at 6:30, Sunday night at 6:30. So you guys don't want to miss that. We've got some great shows coming up. And we have a young woman that thought of this great idea. It's called Modest is Hottest. And we were talking about it, so I think we're going to do it this week or next week. I got to check the schedule. But what it is that she's a young girl. She's 20. And she's got her own stuff going on. She said young women are dressing older with everything hanging out, are dressing, you know, really provocatively to look older. And I said, that's so funny, because older women, you know, 30s, 40s, are dressing younger to look younger, are dressing provocative to look younger. So, but she goes, I think being modest is the hottest and taking the time to get to know someone. And so she's got a great idea. So we're going to interview her. I'm excited about having her on the show. You guys, she's young, but she's savvy. And you want yourself, you know, because we're going to touch on older women, younger women, and, you know, what really attracts a man? Does it get him when you dress hot like that? Maybe. Maybe not. So You don't want to miss it. And then if you like our show and you want to hear something, another something that you've got a show idea about, we always want to hear, because that's how she got to us, is she shared a show idea. But go to facebook.com/angelcoaches. Give us your thoughts about the show, or maybe what you'd like to hear more of. Then also send me an email at cherie@angelcoaches.org. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Follow us on Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, because they send you some great stuff that you don't ask for, that you get for free, and you won't be disappointed. And you'll get to know about some of the really best shows, including Angel Coaches. I think we've got a great show, just getting better. And we've got some new Angel Coaches coming aboard. But I appreciate you guys listening to the show tonight. You are amazing. And those who will download it later, we appreciate your support. You guys have a great now. And really quickly, we're doing a 5K run. Angel Coaches and Love in My Skin, which you heard from her last week. She's a 20-year-old young woman going to school as a women activist and a motivational speaker. She and I, Angel Coaches, with a lot of other people, and are helping the Broward County, actually, I can't even think of it now, they help women and children and people get back on their feet and create great lives. We're helping them raise money for them by doing a 5K run. So we just had our first meeting about it today. I actually took a picture. Well, I didn't. Somebody took a picture of all of us. If you go to my Facebook page, Cherie Abbott, you'll see it. And if you have any thoughts or you want to help with it, please send me an email, or, go to my facebook.com/angelcoaches, where you'll see the picture of all three of us on my actual Facebook page. And have a great now, everybody. We'd love to talk to you and hear your thoughts. Bye-bye now.